Was it?
Yeah.
I took a guess.
Cause that's a cool night.
I thought that was the cool night side.
No, this is the cool night side.
Cool night side is what?
Smooth side. Smooth side is for when it's hot.
And I thought I put the rough side down.
You did put the rough side down. I need the smooth side down. The smooth side is cooler.
Wait, so I'm confused.
Tonight's a warm night.
You said tonight's a cool night.
And a cool side cool night. I should probably word it.
You should probably be less crazy.
You should probably put this blanket on me a bit better. Come on, tuck me in. Do your job.
Gosh. You're like all high maintenance all of a sudden. Whatever happened to that?
What were you going to say? I've always been high maintenance about my bedtime.
I was going to say, I was trying to think of a time like when... No, there was a time when I would just come in, we'd put you in bed, we would close the door, and I would say, bedtime is bedtime, don't get out of bed. And then close the door and walk out.
No, I would do it when you left.
What?
I would fix myself up. Remember when I got the purple blanket, and I used to put it around my head everywhere except my mouth?
Yeah. Now you do that with Spotty.
Yeah, but I used to put it over my entire face. I used to put it like this.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't remember that.
I would have probably had
words to say about that.
I used to sleep like this, but with the big purple blanket, so it was like this around me. Plus, I was very small, so I was like...
Yeah.
Good thing I grew out of that one. Huh. She says
with a blanket completely wrapped around her head.
Hey, it helps me sleep. I don't need it. I don't, yeah.
Because it seems like...
It makes me feel more secure.
Lots of things that you think... help you sleep, I find ditched on the side of the road in the morning, and you're snoring. And
because it helps me get to sleep, it doesn't help me stay asleep. Once I'm asleep, I'm asleep. I don't need anything to help me stay asleep.
Yeah.
I don't need this to sleep, but it does help because I feel more secure. Same with Bunny.
Interesting. I think that's a common theme with people and bed. For some reason, there's this mentality that sheets and blankets somehow give us invulnerability.
Yeah, you're protected from the outside world completely. Yeah.
And monsters.
Yeah.
Especially monsters.
That's why I don't like having my ears and the top of my head exposed.
Hmm.
That's why if I don't have Spotty, I'll take like whatever blanket I'm using and do like this with it.
Hmm.
That's the worst. I don't know why.
Where did you learn all this crazy?
I don't know.
What, are you
I don't
afraid
know
to say the words
from?
Out loud?
She who shall not be named. Hold a mom. That was a good one. That was good.
That was rude.
That was good.
Well, that was high five worthy.
That was high five worthy.
Oh. Somebody was just using a Voldemort reference, and I didn't get it.
Voldetort?
No, Voldemort. Like, I don't know what they were saying. They were using it like in a news broadcast, and I got the context of it. Like they were trying to say that this person was Voldemort. Whoever the guy's name is, and they were using it in a bad context, like he was a bad guy, like maybe somebody that. But not having seen anything other than the covers of the books and the trailers for the movies, I have no idea who Voldemort is. Or like what he stands for, like who he is.
Hmm. What about Voldetort?
No idea.
Name for a turtle. Voldetort.
Nice.
I didn't make that one up.
What about Voldesnort for somebody that's got a really bad laugh?
There's many possibilities.
Yeah, anything that ends in art.
Voldemort. My favorite campsite snack.
Okay. Oh, I think we've stretched that joke thin.
I don't think we have.
So two things. Number one, I came across a really funny thread that was
There we go.
20 jokes for intellectuals, or 20 jokes that only intellectuals would get.
Did you get him?
And
Would I get him?
some of them. I mean, listen, it's tongue in cheek. It's like Schrodinger's cat walks into a bar and doesn't. Schrodinger's cat. Did you ever even watch Big Bang Theory? Have you
No,
ever? It's like one
I
of their running
did.
gags in Schrodinger's cat. Schrodinger's cat is a it's a philosophical argument that says that if you put a cat in a box, no holes in it, you leave it there for a certain amount of time or something like that, you have to assume that the cat is both alive and dead.
Why? And
And
why not or?
I don't know. It's got something, some mathematical equation that has to do with something. I don't know what. But it's a theory that says that you have to think that they're that he's both. The cat is both alive and dead. And I don't know. Sheldon explained it once.
That's dumb.
And of course Penny didn't get it, but now, now they're in the point where Penny is understanding the concept of Schrodinger's cat enough where she can throw out some little things. And
Character
the concept,
development.
walks into a bar and doesn't
So
is the
like,
joke that
me like walking into the house, and I don't know if anyone's home. I have to assume that like mommy is both home and not home.
yes.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Yeah. And I suppose it makes some sense because if you walk in thinking she's home, then you act a certain way. And if you walk in thinking she's not home, you walk in a certain different way. But assuming that she's both home and not home, you walk in being able to adapt quickly to either scenario when they come to fruition
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
in some weird way. Yeah. I should do some more research on Schrodinger's cat because it sounds, I thought it was just like a facetious math smart guy problem. But it sounds like it could actually have some interesting properties. As MC Hammer, or not MC Hammer, as.
If you're gonna make a joke, gotta do it fast, gotta do
Yeah, it's not. It wasn't.
it
It's. I thought it was a Hammer song. Maybe it's.
What's the
Maybe it
song?
is. But it's Arsenio Hall that made it famous. I was gonna say, as Arsenio Hall says, things that make you go, But it's a song. And I don't know who did it, but then, Arsenio made it popular. It was like he was like a talk show host that had this segment called Things That Make You Go, So, back to school tomorrow. You have your project ready to turn in?
Yes.
Okay. So, the second half of that is don't forget to turn it in. Number one. Number two, you've only got a couple of months of school left. So, get into math. And if you need to spend some extra time with Fox, spend some extra time with Fox. Get it done. Get all your grades up as high as they can. You're in the home stretch. You've round the third curve. You're in the last bit of the race.
High school.
It's the ninth inning.
High school.
Okay.
No
It's the
thanks.
fourth quarter.
I don't know anything that you're saying.
throwing out as many end-of-the-line cliches as I can possibly throw out.
I don't understand any of them.
Yeah.
Ninth inning? What's an inning? What sport is that?
Baseball.
Oh. Is that when you go in to bat? Is that why they call it that?
You didn't just say that out loud, did you?
I did.
An inning is...
I honestly have no idea.
Is the breakup. An inning consists of both teams, both batting and fielding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So. All right. Say a prayer. Get some sleep.
Dear God, pray for a good night's sleep and a good day tomorrow. That I will have a good day at work. Pray like I'm always back. Thanks, always have a great day today. And have a great day tomorrow. I'm surprisingly tired from when I woke up.
Yeah.
When did I wake up?
Noonish? No, it was earlier than that.
It was
11:40.
No.
I
woke up way earlier than that.
I don't know.
I woke up at like 10:45, 10:30.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like the army today. I had more done before 8 o'clock than most people got done all day.
Really?
Yeah.
What time did you wake up?
I was up and out of bed before 8 o'clock.
That's why you got done before 8 o'clock that most people didn't do? You were up and out of bed. Everyone else in the world is just laying in bed like...
All day. Yeah, it seems like I got more done early. But it took me until about 1 o'clock to get all that stuff done before 8.
I love doing things. Like, I know you're going to be like, when I say this, but I really like doing things early in the morning.
Yeah. I do too. But the problem is it's really difficult to make yourself get up and get active that early in the morning.
If
you did it consistently.
If I really wanted to, I would get up. I would get up early and, like, do things in the morning.
Like what?
I don't know.
Write a book?
Yeah, just, like, sit here and chill out for a bit.
That's not doing anything. It's getting up and doing
nothing. Like, sit here and, like, draw or something.
Mm. Well, you could do that.
I like waking up later.
Mm. Well, that ship has sailed.
The better.
That day has ended.
Well, the sun has set on that. The latest I can.
Because tomorrow... school starts.
Like one time, me and Savannah. Hey, I was gonna say me.
We've already
Savannah,
said prayer. We're saying
Savannah.
Goodnight. We've already.
No,
kissed.
No. I'm Spanish gonna tell you this little story.
It's gotta be a quick.
I would say
story.
That we woke up early, but the truth is we just didn't sleep, and we left the house at like 6:30 or something. Hmm. And we just like walked around and stuff, just around the neighborhood. We took the bikes down to like Target and hung out there. We were still in our pajamas, and then by like 11, we were like, I don't know if it's deemed socially acceptable to be in our pajamas anymore. So we went home, and we got so much done. We just did so many things.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, that's the story.
It's a great story. Thanks
it's
for keeping
one of
me
my
awake
favorites.
All right, good night. I love you.
I love you.
Get some sleep.
I will. Ooh, a feather just came out of my pillow.
Oh. Good. All right. Good night.